You might now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should never ask a lady.
Sorry,
that.
I'll ask it differently. What year were you born?
82.
1982.
And hopefully some of our listeners are not that great at maths.
Okay. I was born in 1978.
So I'm 21.
We both... Have a listen. Just
hurry up. Come on.
Sorry. Hang on.
What? Hello?
Have a listen. This was the first dance song you ever played, Jen.
I thought you were going to say this is my first dance. I was like, with who?
They all love me.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Do you know that's like 20 years old now?
20 years?
Yeah.
Zig and Zag are in the studio, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, this is cool.
That went to number 16 in Finland.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
16. Have you ever been to Finland?
No.
Is that nearer to Zog?
It's a little closer than
might
Ireland.
Yeah.
Never been there.
Now, lads, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Nicky. Thanks.
Now, is this all about, like, you kind of getting us in to kind of revive your music career? Is that what this is about?
That's in my mind, but
we're all here for that reason.
We're a bit devastated that you went to your old mate yesterday. First, though.
Raymond Darcy, he has things on us, you see.
Yeah.
All right,
he has secrets on us.
Vocaloids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I was speaking to a friend of yours yesterday. Well, I don't know if you call him a friend, Dustin.
Oh, yeah.
Dustin,
yeah.
But he's an acquaintance, really.
Yeah.
He said to me, they're traitors.
I know.
Did he?
He still holds a grudge.
He's a bit bitter.
Is that when you headed off to England? Tell us what happened in those days. Was that like Saipan?
It kind of was like Saipan.
It was quite controversial.
Yeah.
But like, we were doing the Den for the first year that we did the Big Breakfast.
Right.
At the same time, like, we'd fly over back and forward.
Double jobbing.
We were doing both of them live.
Yeah.
How did you manage that?
I don't know.
Endless airplanes and things.
Yeah, airplanes and spaceships and everything.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the Big Breakfast?
Yeah, it was cool.
Who, who was the presenter then?
It was Chris Evans.
Okay.
Yeah, we did it from the beginning, like.
The Ginger Winger. We did it. We did the pilot and everything. We thought, you know what? Great idea, but it'll never work.
Nah.
It's going to be too mad for people that hour in the morning. Like,
yeah,
no one's
going
to watch that.
I have to know as well, when I watched that, I remember years ago, was it an actual house or was it a set?
It was an actual house.
We were in an actual bathroom.
Yeah, in an actual bathroom.
We were in a bathroom and it stank because like it had real drains.
I was on it years later, but it wasn't Chris Evans present. It was Johnny Vaughan then and Kelly Brook, I think, was there at one point as well.
Yeah.
But listen, it's great. Tell us why you're here. You've got a book. I'm looking at a book. I think I had that book when I was a kid.
You see, that's why. You think you do because you did.
Yeah.
Because it's the Zig and Zag Fridge in a Denim Jacket 25th Anniversary
Edition. It's got our name on the cover.
You have the book that was out 25 years ago.
Is out again.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Let me have a look. Let me show.
Go right ahead.
Thanks, Jenny.
Yeah, have a little look there.
It's got drawings and pictures. And just to warn you, Ted is in the book.
Oh, there's me.
He's quite loud.
Hey, Nicky, you see me?
I see you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Zuppy.
And there's Zuppy.
Zuppy's in there.
How is Zuppy doing?
He's good, yeah.
He's good, yeah.
Where is he now?
Some farmer has him.
Mummy said he went to live on the farm, didn't she?
Yeah.
He's having a great
time.
Oh, God. I like Zuppy.
Yeah.
Zuppy's cool. So it's like full of like jokes and silly things.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with...
Toast. That was our DVD video.
What year was that out?
No, it wasn't a DVD because DVDs weren't invented.
That was a tape, wasn't it?
It was a VHS.
Plastic tape. There's people listening who've never seen a VHS tape.
Yeah. I know.
Sadly, that's
it's
not
It's like
us.
Something that you'd see in a museum now.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That was 1988, I think.
Yeah, it was. It was the year before this book, which is 1989.
Yeah.
When Charles Haughey was Taoiseach. Yeah.
Have you ever been in this studio before? It probably looked the same.
Yeah, this is kind of like, we used to do this. I think it's like, Bob, the one next door, it's boarded up.
There's no point in pointing, Zag. You can't see. The one next door to this one was the one we used to be
with
in.
With Demo, we used to do our things in the morning with Ian Dempsey.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah.
So that's pretty incredible.
Morning on his show.
And you brought us in as well. This is the readers' poll results from...
1989.
From Hot Press.
Yeah, from Hot Press.
Okay.
You know that magazine that you find in barbers?
Yeah.
Only in barbers.
Nobody could
possibly buy it. It's always in the barbers.
I'm going to see, Nicky, do you know this, all right? Just see if you can have a guess. These are kind of 1 to 10, so number one group, 1989.
No,
New Kids on the Block.
These are Irish now.
Oh, Irish groups.
So we're clear.
Come on. I have you too.
Okay, yes. Male singer?
89. God. Fergal Sharkey.
Oh, you're close, Bono.
Okay.
Yeah, really close, Nikki.
And whatever happened to him?
Yeah, exactly. Well, now we know why he's wearing the glasses anyway. That was a relief to find that out over the weekend. I was always concerned. Yeah. And look at him.
I'm enjoying the question.
He wants to say something and he doesn't. He's afraid to.
There's his glasses get on the front of the book. Look, there. Bono's glasses.
Bono's glasses are on the front of the fridge.
Have you met Bono and the boys and you two?
We met Bono one time, but he was drunk.
Okay.
Just the once.
Maybe he was pretending to be drunk because he was with you guys.
Yeah.
Listen, do you ever get back to Zog? How's your mum and dad, brothers and sisters,
good.
Family?
We're good. I mean, Zig had a summer job.
In Zog?
In the supermarket.
I was the bipper.
Okay.
when they put the barcode.
It's very important.
I'm in underneath.
He was in the machine and when he sees the barcode through the glass, Put the book across, Jenny.
See? Oh, look at that.
You'll have to type that one in.
11.99.
All right, Zig, you do the bip and I'm going to do the other bit, okay?
Go ahead there. Okay.
Unidentified object in the baggage area.
Oh, she's good.
Counter number two, please.
Oh, come on. Can I get some assistance? Hello?
Hello? Oh, we're on the automated bit.
Beep, beep.
Yeah. Do you ever go out anymore with Dustin and Zuppie and do you ever meet them?
Not with Dustin.
No, Dustin's
too dangerous.
Yeah, is he? He goes to mad places. And he says things, you know.
He goes to places in Bray.
I remember the Brig and the Brack, the Noggin and the Fermit. Remember that?
Right.
It's
crazy he is.
So when the book is out now, or is it out now, are you hoping it to be Roy Keane and Shane Foyle and Brian O'Driscoll? Is that the plan?
Yeah, we've got more jokes in ours.
Yeah, right. It's funny.
So hopefully, you
know.
There's
more colour in it.
And a story time. Remember story time?
Story
time's
in there
as
well.
There's one of them in there.
So, really?
Yeah.
Right, Nicky, is your agent going to keep calling our agent to what's the story? Because we're not going to do this single.
This single you're after.
It would work.
It would work.
You see, the thing about it is, one of us was a novelty act.
Yeah.
You know, and then others kind of have credibility and stuff like that. Like, we were to kind of do a kind of joint kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, it might compromise us.
Zig, you used to be
my favourite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm preferring Zag.
People say,
Zag, you've got more green spots than I remember.
Yeah, well, you see, that's what happens when you get older. Yeah. It's something to do with your liver.
Jenny, do you think that me and Nicky look alike?
To be honest,
a lot of people have said it.
It's hard to tell you apart. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. It's the things that what are they?
The Zogabongs.
The what?
The Zogabongs.
Zogabongs. It's the hair. It's the quiff.
It's the quiff. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Do you spend as long now, Zig, in the morning doing your hair?
I had to get up at 5:30.
Oh my goodness.
He's always late. He's doing his hair. That's what it is.
Crazy hair doer.
Too much product.
So come here, lads. Are you going to be back in the telly? That's what we want to know.
Well, not at the moment, no.
Well, here's your pitch. Oh.
Yeah, well, yes. You see, there might be something in the works.
Oh! Hang on, I'm going to bring the music down. Now, Zag, the floor is yours.
Well, I'm not really allowed to say, but there may be a Zig and Zag animated show. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not really allowed to say, but...
But there may be.
Did I say it?
You did. When?
Not for a while.
Why?
Because it has to be drawn by pictures by people.
Oh. Is this back over in the UK or is it here in Ireland?
It'll be for both.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
But I'm not allowed to say it.
No, I understand. And you haven't.
I didn't say anything.
No.
I'm afraid to talk because we're not supposed to talk about it.
We've got in trouble yesterday. I've got to get in trouble
about it. But that's okay.
What was the number one Irish band in 1989, Nicky?
U2.
Are the number one sort of new band, Irish band.
Hang on.
You just changed the question.
I know, but he liked this, you see.
In 1989, new band.
Okay.
Brand new. Their album went to number one. They were huge.
Brand new in 1989? They're not on my...
Hot House Flowers.
Not a bad guess. The Four of Us.
Oh.
Yeah. They were huge.
Great
band.
They were. Yeah. Jenny, do you remember them?
I do remember them, actually. They had the song Mary.
That's cool. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Apparently.
We have a competition.
We do have a competition.
Ooh.
Zig and Zag will have to come up with a question, though.
Yeah, I think it would be any fair. So, right. We've got 5 copies of the new book.
No, Gallagher.
High-flying...
We're going to say...
Paul Hollywood!
Be careful what you call the high-flying birds. We've had trouble with that one this morning, haven't we?
Right. Yes.
Haven't we, Nick?
We have. We've made a few mistakes with that.
Someone added a T where there wasn't one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh!
I'm joking.
I don't believe it.
I'll take the blame for that
one. It's true.
So what's the question? What we do, we're going to give away 5 copies of the book by text. The text number is 51552. Or if you're up north, it's 80889. So we need a question from you guys. Something about yourselves would help.
Okay, I think probably something like, what was the name of our dog? on the den. Ooh. Now, he may have said it.
He's now with a farmer, isn't he, somewhere?
He is, but what's his name?
But he's very happy, though.
Is he?
Yeah.
What age would he be now?
Well, in dog years, he would be 10.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. So. He's got a while left yet, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so Zig and Zag's dog name, if you want to win a copy of the new book, text it to 51552. We did mention it, actually, about 3-4 minutes ago, I think. So if people were listening...
If they were listening, they'd know.
What are you grinning at?
I'm just reading the back. There's loads of messages. On the back of the book, it says the 1989 award-winning children's bestseller.
Yeah.
And it's a big message from Zig and Zag. And the first sentence is, I don't believe it.
That's right.
Yeah. Say it.
I don't believe it.
Where did that come from?
Wow. Well, I don't know. We just came up with it one time. And you know, when we went to England, Victor Meldrew was on telly. From One Foot in the Grave, and we weren't allowed to use it anymore. Because he says, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Come here, is Dustin, would he call you a traitor because he's a bit jealous he didn't get across to...
I think so. I mean, you know, he's kind of stuck in the noggin.
He wants to know why you rang him at midnight last night to say something about that you were supposed to tweet something for him.
Oh, yeah. I did. I'm going to tweet it for him today.
Yeah, sure.
I thought it was a bit late last night to tweet. I thought it'd be better to tweet it. This morning.
You know, when Dustin asks you to do something, you've got to do it.
No, I know. Otherwise, you get the call at the door at 2 in the morning.
Because he said to me this morning, if you don't say it to him live on air, then I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah, okay. Jenny knows nothing about this.
What is it? I want to know what it is.
I'll get Jenny to retweet it after I do.
Yeah.
And maybe even the show, we can retweet it.
What is it?
Right, lads, listen, it's been emotional.
Oh, it has.
Has it?
It's been very emotional.
Oh, yeah, it has.
Are you doing any signings for the book, no?
What? Well, we're going outside now to sign a few, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to head off. We've got Noel Gallagher waiting on the line.
He'd get angry. He'd be annoying.
All right, down, Noel.
Yeah. Have any message for Noel?
No, he's scary.
Yeah.
He is a bit scary. Yeah.
Imagine Noel and Dustin together.
Oh, no.
That would be TV.
That would be good.
And radio.
The foul-mouthed birds.
You've aged well, by the way.
Thank you.
Thanks,
You're looking great.
Thank you, Nicky.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks, Zig and Zag.